We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Dav Vav Amar Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Dav Vav Amar Aleph. The bottom of Vav Amar Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Freit Gemara v'lechalufa lechashina, when you give a dough to your neighbor to bake, you're not worried he's going to switch it with his own dough, and then you have a problem of Demaya and Shvias. Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah says like this, Anoisin lechamoisai, someone has a mother-in-law who's Amaretz, and he gives the chamoisai, or whatever he gives her, to watch or to bake. So the halach is that you have to meiser the thing you're giving her, and then you have to meiser the thing you get back. Because a chavar is not like give amara, it's something that's not gemeiser. And what you get back, you're worried she switched it, and it's really her thing. So therefore, you have to meiser both ways. Whatever you give her, you're meiser. Whatever you take back, yours have to meiser. That she's chashud to do a chalipin to switch it. She switches it. Hamaskalko. She'll switch it if it gets ruined. So you see, we're all worried about the Khalifin and for the Gemara. No, there's a special reason why we're worried. Because the mother-in-law wants to very much please her son-in-law. And therefore, Hasuk Yatanya, Taima, the reason is, Amar Yehuda, writes here with the Kana's Bita, Busha Machasna. She wants her daughter to have something good, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. Therefore, we're worried that the thing you gave her flapped, and therefore she gave instead her own thing because your thing flaps. She's not going to give you back something that flap. And therefore, there is much bigger chashash chalipim because she wants to do the best for you. Freit the Gemara on the top of Vavah and Vez, well, Amalek Hashinon, by a non-shvigger, we're not worried about chalipim. Vatna, and we learned in the Mishnah, I know you've seen Lepundikis Shaloi, we have Shiva Bakrim who are staying by innkeeper, and the job was, besides getting room, you got also a board, you also got food. And the way you got food was, you gave her the things to bake, and she cooked it for you. She baked it for you. So noisla pundikus shaloi, maisa shunois and love as shu noitl meta. It says whatever you give her, make sure you take maisa. Whatever you take back, also ibba maisa, the maisa, I'm gonna take maisa again. Why? Picha chashuda shemachlafes. She's chashu to switch. So what are you gonna say over there? They're also the pundikus doesn't care about, it's not close to the students, they're not son laws. So what's that over there? So like, well, I'll tell you why. Hasam Nami, we'll learn first Rashi's Pshat. Hasam Nami, Marya Va'amra, she's Marya, and she says, Barbi Rav Lechel Chamima, let the Barbi Rav eat the hot stuff, I'm not Echel Karira. And we're like this, they gave her the food, and she baked it, and Lamai said, she brought him learning extra, they didn't come back home. Then they came back home an hour later, and he says, I'm not giving them the cold stuff, I'll make them fresh stuff, and I'll eat the cold stuff. Since she says that, therefore there's a chashash of chalipim, because fakert, she wants to do good for them. She wants to be mechaven for them l'toiva. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos is bothered by this, that the lashon meira heter is shver. It's not like a meira heter. She's doing a good thing. What's the lashon meira heter? So, and she doesn't know about the iser of like amaret. So Zok Tosfos is the opposite. That we're worried the opposite. That she has some old stuff, and when the students give her, Tamidim give her the fresh stuff, she eats it for herself and gives them the old stuff. Because it's like, she's Mara Hetan, she says, Barbe Rav Lechamim, they should hot, I should get cold. I'm the Baal Basi, I'm the one working so hard. I should get the good stuff. It's like a bit Tamiya. And therefore, she's Mara Hetan to switch it, because I'm being working so hard for her. So look at Taisa Damascus Hassam, Mafarish Menachem, the bit Tamiya Kamar. Barbe Rav Lechamim, Vano Echel Kariro, Vani Tarachti Mashvila, I work so hard. By regular neighbor, ain't locha shechilov, even though she's working for you, because there the derech of shechinim is to work for each other. But here, she says, why should I help you so much? And therefore, that's why Tais learns. Either way, there's a chashash chalipin over here. If you rash it, it's because she wants to help the bachurim, and according to Tais, it's the opposite, because she wants to take it for herself, because she works so hard. Frank tomorrow again, v'chalufa lechashim, not worry about chalipin, but Tanya, you went to the Bryce, Eishes Chover to Chenesim Eishes Amaretz. Eishes Chover could grind together with the Eishes Amaretz. I'm not worried that the Eishes Chover by mistake and take food from, like while they're working, she might like take a bite from the batter. And if she does, it's a problem because it's Tamai. It's not Gemaisid. It's whatever. It's a Midrabana. It's not Gemaisid. So she should be able to work together with Amaretz. No, you're allowed to work. When? Bizman she's Tamai. When she's Tamai. Why? Because when she is Tamai, then she would not touch the food. And she's the one who touches the food. She won't make a mistake, eat from the food, because she's not touching it. Because when she's Tamei, she's used to not touching food while she's Tamei. Avaloi b'zman she's Tahira. But when she's Tahira, she should not work with Amaretz, because she might, since she's not scared about touching the food, she might make a mistake and inadvertently eat some of the food. Rav Shimon Elazar Emer, af bezman she tamei lo sitchen. Even when she is tamei, she should not grind together with amaretz. Why? Because the ishus amaretz will always say, here, take some food, and she's going to eat. She'll forget and eat. So the Gemara says, "Hashta migzal gazule chalupim b'bayi." Here she's stealing. She's stealing from her husband, the Eishes Amaretz, because who gave her a right to give the other lady some food? And she steals. So of course she's worried about chalipin. So Rav Yosef, Hasam Nami, it's not called gzela. Mori Yavamra, Tura Medisha Kachal. Ashar is allowed to eat from while he's threshing. Here also, this lady's helping out, she's allowed to eat from. And therefore, it's not a raya that they would switch. So Tais also doesn't like this pshak. One of Tais's questions are that, what do you mean? When it says, is that called stealing from your baal to give a little bit from food? He says, Lashon is like this. The Pirish Chavaton, Esenes Lavechalos, Am Chashud Lignoi Vishabaila. It says, the ain't like Zela, it's not called Zela, the ain't a Baal Makbe, Dava Muet. So Tais has done another pshat in the sugya, we won't say that over, but Rashi's pshat is that the kasha was that you see, she's Geisel, of course she switches. The answer is, no, here's a special reason why she serves the Eishes Chavah. The reason is because she's married and says that the lady's working so hard, I might give her to eat, and therefore he gives her something to eat. Adkan, the Gemara with the Demai. Now we're going to move on, continuing something that does not have to do with kusim, but it also has to do with meiser and machalos and eating something that's aser. Because again, we have this klav hashta behemton shel tzadikim, and this will be a continuation of that discussion. Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zeris ben Chamav Shurameir. Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaras, the son of the Chamav of Rameir, lefnei Rabbi al Rameir. So it sounds like this is Rabbi Yeshua, a brother-in-law of Rameir, it sounds like. Rabbi Yeshua was the son of Zeris, and Rabbi Yeshua was the son of the father-in-law of Rameir. It sounds like it's his brother-in-law. It's his wife's brother. And he was made on Rameir, lefnei Rabbi al Rameir, she'ochel ala sheyarek beishan. He ate the ala sheyarek, he ate a leaf, he ate part of a vegetable in Beishan without taking off Meiser. Now, just agav, The problem with this is that the Mlai Rayim asked, the Gemara Pesachim says that Rameir's wife was Beruria, the daughter of Rav Chanina ben Tradion. So the father's not name was Zeres. Here it sounds like Zeres was the father-in-law, and really Rav Chanina ben Tradion was the father-in-law. So Vitzarach Lam was Dr. Mlai HaRayim, Shahila Oid Isha, Shahisa Bas Zeres. That Rameir must have another wife, so I said Beruria had another wife, the daughter of Zeres. Or maybe Zeruz was the Ben Chama of Rameir. Maybe when his Ben Chama was going on Zeruz, which means that Zeruz was the son of Chanina ben Tradion, and Rav Shua was the nephew of Rameir, maybe. That's not a mahalach. Listen to your local raid bite about that, I'm sure. Zotti Gemara, hit the Rebbe as base, because he heard that Rameir was eating this yerek, this vegetable, in Beis Shan. So Vehitta Rebbe is Beis Shan Kulu Ayada. And because of that, he paskin that Beis Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Because how else is he eating a Yerek? Even though Rashi speaks out that Yerek is only the Rabbanon, even though it's only the Rabbanon, but still, he says that in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep Maisa on Yerokas. And this that he was eating Yerokas in Beis Shan means it's Chutzlar. It says, even though some people Chutzlar kept Maisa, that was only for the things that are chayv the rice in Eretz Yisrael. But Yerokas, since it's the Rabban Eretz Yisrael, so Chutzlar definitely did not keep Maisa. And therefore, Rabbi Meir ate this vegetable in Beis Shan. The raya now is Beis Shan is not Eretz Yisrael. Hit the Rebbe's Beis Shan Kulai, it means he was matir Legabe Shvius, Legabe Maisa. He said, Beis Shan is not Eretz Yisrael. Chavul of Achav Esavav, so Rebbe's brothers and family, they said, what are you talking about? I'm like, Mokum Shavisecha, Vavavisavisecha, Nogo B'Yisr. Your whole family, your father, your grandfather, always Noyeg by Beis Shan, that it was considered Eretz Yisrael. At the Tinnig by Heter, you're going to start being Noyeg Heter? How do you have a right to do that? Darsh Lam Mikraza, he darshed from this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk by Chizkiyo HaMelech that we know that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Midbar, the Yidin at one point were complaining about the man. And because of that, Hashem sent snakes against them, and they were dying, and they didn't know what to do. It was Magefa. So what happened was that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to put up this nechash nechoshes, this snake made out of copper. And if you looked at that and you had a mind to be close to Hashem, they stopped dying. Now that Nechash Choshes lasted for years, and for years they had this Zeichel and Ace. Just like we kept the Mon Zeichel and Ace, we kept the Zeichel and Ace. But at one point it started coming into Avodah Zarah. So it says in the Pasuk that Yechezkel had enough. People made it into Avodah Zarah, and therefore it says in the Pasuk, V'kites Nechash, it says in the Pasuk, V'kites Nechash and Choshes, which are also Moshe, Ki'ada Yom Mahima, until those days, Ha'i B'nai Yisrael, Mekartum Loi. And Vayikra Loi, and Chizkiyahu called it a Chashton. He made fun of it. It's called it a Chashton, and they got rid of it. So, Freit the Gemara, and this is what Rebbe asked to his family. Evsha ba Asa. Asa was a big tzaddik, a king much before Chizkiyahu. Vloy Biroi. When he got rid of Vizari, he didn't get rid of it. Ba Yoishafa Vloy Biroi. Shafa also came, did not get rid of it. Vloy Kala Vaydazar Shabarilam Asa Vishafa Biroi. They got rid of all of Vizari. This didn't get rid of. What's Pshat? Ella on top of Dav Zayin. Mokoim Hitiru Loi Avoy. So, let's guard the boy. They left, Rashi says, that the Avosav left a place, left something for Chizkiyahu to make him, to show his power. Rashi says, Kishivo b'neinu achreinu, lo yim tzu malasakim, amai yilushmam, that can find what to fix. How then get big? So he left them something to fix. Afani, mokam, anichlu, Avosav, let's guard the boy. Me also, they allowed me something to show my godless, and they allowed me to paskin up a Beis Shan that it's part of Chutz La'aretz. Now, the Machlokes here, Masha and the Maram, exactly how to learn these words of Rashi. Rashi sounds like that Asa and Yishofat purposely left the Avodah Zarah for Klai Yishofat to do in order that Chizkiyahu should have a Mokim to become great. So the Masha is very bothered by that. He says, it says, "Koshes sheiniach es Yisrael lavet avodah zarah." Reading from Masha and Chushai Gadlus, "Koshes sheiniach es Yisrael lavet avodah zarah." Meshum benoy sheis gadol shemoy. So he says, "No, v'efshar shloim ashloy bekavana asu." The Hainu shloy gishu v'dava kedesh sheis gadol shem benoy. That's how the Masha learns. But Ram learns kipshutoy that they taka left it this way, that they left it in order that shemakim was gadabay. But one thing you do see from here that we had to aid this over here about Rameyer. Rebbe could have said to this Rabbi Yeshua, he says, "I don't know what you're talking about. Beis Shan is Eretz Yisrael. Don't tell me Eidus. Don't tell me things." But Mekan, no. Talmud Chacham, Sha'oma Dova Halacha, Dvar Halacha. If a Talmud Chacham says Dvar Halacha, like this Rabbi Yeshua said it's Eidus, She'im Mazichin Oysai. You don't separate him from it. You don't like say it's not true. Va'amri La Allah Shad'im Mazichin Oysai. Which means you don't bury his words. Va'amri La Im Mazichin Oysai. You don't separate him from his words. Now, these three words, mazichim, maznichim, mazichim, where do they come from? Mandom mazichim, kesiv, yizach achoshin. The choshin should not move from your chest. Here also means don't remove those words from what he said. Mandom ein maznichim, kesiv, lo yizach loyal Hashem. Hashem will never let you go. Mandom mazichim, which means the lashon of separating of like gaiva. So the Tana, Mr. Rabu Zchuchi Alev, when people, the Zchuchi Alev, were Rabu and Klai Yisrael, and they didn't listen good enough to the Rabbeim, Rabu Machlokes B'Yisrael. There was Rabu Machlokes B'Yisrael. Akaponim, either way, we see if a Talmud Chacham says something, you don't throw him away, you listen to him, Eman Zichin Oysai, Eman Znichim Oysai, Eman Zchichim Oysai, you don't, you listen to good what he says, and in that way, he won't, in that way, you'll listen to good what he says, and you makabu those Eidus. So the Gemara, Zakan. This is what's going right now. So halachah right now is that Rebbe Paskin, that Beis Shan is Chutz La'aretz, api the Eidus from about Rav Meir that he ate the Alo Shel Yerek in Beis Shan. Therefore, he said Beis Shan is not from Eretz Yisrael. Maskev Lo Yehuda Brei Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. He asked the kash like this. Rebbe Yehuda Brei Rav Shimon Ben Pazi asked the kash on Miikel Ma Diyomad the Beis Shan Lav Eretz Yisrael. Heki says not Eretz Yisrael. He Vachsev says the pasuk beginning of Sefer Shoftim. The beginning of the first paragraph in Sefer Shoftim says like this: "Vlo hayrish v'nasha es Beis Shan ves b'nei seha." He was not ves tanech ves b'nei seha ves tanach ves b'nei seha ves yosh v'dor ves b'nei seha. A bunch of places he wasn't Irish. Mashma, that it was part of Eretz Yisrael, and eventually they were going to take it. This was only early on, when they first went to capture Eretz Yisrael. These things weren't captured yet, but they're going to be captured. See, clearly, Beis Shan was part of, Beis Shan was part of Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean it's not part of Eretz Yisrael? And for the Gemara, Ishtemitzeh, Hodom Rav Shemuel, Yochim Rav Shemuel, Ezim Empedos, Shom Rav Shemuel, Ezim Shemua, the one who asked his kasha, forgot a member of, for Rav Shimon el Yochum, Moshe Melezim and Bedos, that said, Moshe Melezim and Shemua, that Harbi Krochim, Kof Shemuel and Mitzrayim, this Pasuk in Shoftim, so we went the first Kibush, which means that when they came out of Mitzrayim, their first kibush of Eretz Yisrael. There were a lot of cities that kavshim oil Mitzrayim, loy kavshim oil Babel. A lot of cities were captured by the oil Mitzrayim, but not captured by oil Babel. Vikasava, the kedusha rishon, the kitchel shaita, the kitchel shlavi. The first kedusha of the oil Mitzrayim was a temporary kedusha. It wasn't forever. And once they hit Gaul's Babel, it became Ois Kaddish. After Gaul's Babel, they came back and did the second kibush. There, they left certain cities, even though in the first Beis HaMikdash, this was part of Eretz Yisrael. When it came to the second kibush, they left over some of these things in order that they should have, that Niyam should have a place to eat from and to have Lekha Shekha Peya, that because, and to have Shviyas. On Shemitah, every 7 years is Shemitah. And for those years, you have a year or two that there's nothing going on. And Aniyim supposed to eat that year. They have no one to eat from. No one's planting anything. No one to eat from. We need fields that have Lekat Shechapeya. So therefore,
Isn't that Shechapeya
only in Eretz Yisrael? It's only Eretz Yisrael? No. No, it's not only Eretz Yisrael. But Anichun, Kedei Sheyismuchu Aleimanei Aniyim Veshviyas. This is not called Maiser Oni. Maisa Oni is only Eretz Yisrael. This is not Maisa Oni. Lekat Shechapeya is only to Eretz Yisrael. Lekat Shechapeya.
Nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael.
So, I don't think so, at least. But this, you have this Gemara, all the places in Shas, you have a Chagig also, I don't remember that should be a problem. Then on Shvius, they should be able to have a place to take Lekat Shechapeya. A grad of Rashi's Maisa Oni also. It could be because the place is near. It could be this the answer. It could be you're right. The Lekat Shechapeya only in Eretz Yisrael. It could be, but if it is, it's still not shver because the halacha is that the places near Eretz Yisrael have to take off Meiser and Lekat Shechapeya, because anything near Eretz Yisrael have a din of Eretz Yisrael, the Gabe Midrabana. So it could be that that's the answer to your question. If Lekat Shechapeya is only Eretz Yisrael, then the answer is that. Because Rashi even throws in Maisa Oni as well. So v'nichol k'desh yisbuch aleihem neim v'shvius. In order to be soimich on the neim should be soimich on these places of v'shvius. So akaponim. Therefore, he said that it's not a kasha that Beis Shon is part of Shol in that pasuk, because that was the first kibush. But in the second kibush, not. And the second kibush actually is kitchel shaita of a kitchel aslavi. So therefore, even in Rabbeinu Hakadosh's days, or Rameya's days, which is after the Beis Hamikdash, second Beis Hamikdash, Still had the Kedusha, because after the second Beis HaMikdash, it still had Kedusha, and therefore, Eretz Yisrael itself had all the dinim of Maaser and Yarek and everything. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's not. And Beis Shalom is Chutz La'aretz, because that was one of the cities they didn't capture those cities in order to have a place for Aniyim on Shviyas. That's where we're holding that right now. So the Gemara starts to comment, what's the whole sugi here for the next Gemara? He only ate a leaf, and that's nothing, it's arai. Loch is lari arai, I take it from Maiser. Ramea al ba'almu da'achol. Amalei, no, ma'aguda achle. He ate it from a bundle. And Ritana, we learned in the Mishnah that Yerek ha-negad, a Yerek that gets bundled, Mishiyaga. Once it gets bundled, the aloch is that once it's bundled, then it becomes already nigmar lemaiser. Once something nigmar lemaiser, even arai, even temporary, is not allowed to be eaten. Freit the Gemara, what's the whole raya that's not Eretz Yisrael? Because your mayor ate a yerek out in Beis Shean, so he said it must be it's not Eretz Yisrael. But dimu lava daite, maybe he didn't realize it. Zok the Gemara, hashta behemtun shilts, it can't be. Hashta behemtun shaldikim, ain't a kavach way to call a yodam. Badach behemah of a tzadik, kavach not bringing to call a tzadikim atchle kol shekin. Tzidikim for sure, like Kol Shekein. So it has to be, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. V'dilma Yisar Aleihem Makom Acher. Maybe Rameya had in his house certain tevel that he always had in mind that that should be Meiser whatever he eats. So right before he ate this Yerek, he had in mind, you know that thing in my house? A little bit of it should be Meiser on this thing. And therefore now it's not tevel anymore, the thing he's eating, because he has Meiser in his house. V'dilma Yisar Aleihem Makom Acher. And for the Gemara, lo nechstu chaverim lichrim shalom ha-mukav. Chaverim, which means people who are medaktik and mitzvahs don't take shloim and ha-mukav. Mukav means they only take of meiser or meiser and truma, things that are next to each other. They have to be right next to each other. Rash is why? Because if it's not next to each other, who said the thing in your house is ben? Maybe something happened and an animal ate it meanwhile from the house. So how do you know it's there in order to take meiser? That's what Rash knows. Rash sounds like it's dinder abonon. The Tosfos Rosh asks that it's not a din derabbanan, it's din deraisa from pasuk mimenu. So really, Mamukov is a deraisa degedin, not derabbanan degedin. Rashi Mashmash has derabbanan degedin because of exera. But he asks that's deraisa degedin. In any case, chaverim don't take truma shloim in Mamukov. Afraid to Gemara, but Dilma Nasa in Batar Zev, Ocho Batar Acher. Maybe, while, right before he ate it, he had in mind, you know, that half of the bundle should be Meiser on this half. Omalei, he said, no, the one who said Eidah said he did not do any Meiser. Chazi man gava rabba kamasala. Look at this chosu person said Eidah, said he did not take off Meiser. And therefore, it's a Raya, Beis Shon is considered part of Chutz La'aretz because Ramei did not take a Meiser, and it must be it was not part of the Kibbutz Sheni, it was left to the Aniyim, and therefore, even though the Kibbutz Sheni is forever, but only what they captured. They did not capture the city. They didn't make the city into a Kedusha in the second one, and therefore, Beis Shon is Taka Chutz La'aretz. That's why Ramei ate from these vegetables without taking Meiser, and it can't be that he didn't know about it because Hashtav Hamlin Shal Tzadikim won't make a mistake. Of course, he won't make a mistake. And Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, will start from this Gemara of Behemtob Shal Tzadikim, which we mentioned a few times.